subject, my nude pictures sent to my children. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I want to start off by saying I'm a mother of three. My oldest is 18, my middle child is 15, and my baby is 4. The middle child is a girl, and the other two are boys. My 4-year-old has an iPad that I let him play with all the time. But yesterday, I had the iPad with me, and I went to my male friend's house, and one thing led to another, and he ended up snapping some pictures of me with the iPad. Nothing too X-rated, only booty pictures.
Yes.
Shut up. I sent the pictures from my iPad to my cell phone, and then I deleted the pictures from the iPad. So later, while I was gone, my oldest texted me and said my 4-year-old is walking around the house saying he sees naked pictures of me on the iPad. I was instantly shocked and didn't know what to say because I know by now he has shown his siblings. I told him to turn the iPad off, and he said, why? The 4-year-old has already seen them and is messed up that a 4-year-old has to see his mom like that. I didn't know what to say, so I texted my daughter and asked if she was mad, and she said that all of them are mad, and that was nasty. Ugh. I apologized to them and said I was sorry they had to see that, and I'm human and make mistakes. But now I know they're going to look at me funny. What should I do? What else should I say? I know I'm grown, but it's still embarrassing. Help.
Whatever.
Well, I don't know, how much we can help you with this situation because the pictures, they've already seen the pictures. I just have to ask you what happened and how could this happen? I mean, it's on you because I guess you were just so caught up in the moment in this situation that you forgot somehow, or you said you deleted them, but somehow, you didn't delete them and the kids saw them. You have children, you do, so you just have to be more careful. That's all I could say. They've seen them now, what can you do but just, apologize? I mean, there's not a lot you can do,
Shirley, what is you stuttering for?
Because I just think this is horrible. I mean, I'm a mom, and just imagining myself in that position and how she must feel, that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm stuttering. Because I can only...
You're struggling.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is terrible. This is really bad.
Has this ever happened?
To me?
Because you sound like this throw you into something. What the hell going on?
No, it's never happened to me, Steve.
Okay, but I do. You sound guilty.
Guilty of this.
Okay,
stop.
I'll just
stop,
ask
stop.
I'm sorry.
No. But I mean, I feel her pain as a mom, something that you do, as an adult, and the kids find out and they look at you differently, how do you get that back? Of course, I feel for her. She just got to be more careful. She's just got to sit the kids down and tell them, look, mom made a mistake, okay? Don't let this scar you for life, and things like that. I mean, I don't really know what to do after they've already seen it, actually, but you got to try to get it together. You're human. Steve, that's all I got.
Well, I ain't got nothing for you, lady.
That's all I
got. I don't know what to tell you. You had your little naked butt all up in there with that man down there that ain't your husband. The kids going to want to know who the man is, where you get the pictures from, how did you take them, because that's not a selfie. You can't take a picture of your booty as a selfie, not from across on the other side of the bed. So somebody took this picture, mama. Now, is the baby scarred? For life.
Yeah.
Will the baby look at you the same? From now on. He will always be traumatized by the time he saw his mama naked, butt just jacked up in the air. It ain't so much that it's your butt, but how was you posing? Because, see, when you pose for a booty picture, there's a certain attitude that go with it. Was you looking back at the camera?
Wait a minute. Have you done this before?
I done everything.
Because it kind of sounds like you're accusing me.
I'm just trying to figure out. Yeah, but...
but
it wasn't my butt, though. The lady got a problem is, see, where she can't deny it was her. Because she looked back over her shoulder at the camera. If you had kept your face facing the wall, you could have took a grown folk booty shot and we could have said, that's not me. But oh, no. You did the ghetto pose. Put your hand on your hip and turned back over and looked over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. Now, that's you. Now, the babies is scarred. Your oldest boy don't want to talk to you no more.
No.
The girl, ooh, that's nasty. And it was nasty because you posed nasty. Now, what you want me and Shirley to do? It's going to be all right. And no, it ain't going to be all right. The 4-year-old got to go and get it checked in immediately. Probably got to get the boy in rehab. Mm-hmm. Just imagine this boy in kindergarten and just the questions. He can't get it out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Little Rodney, what's your favorite color? Ass brown? Excuse me. What did he just say? What's your little black ass? What's your favorite ass brown? What the hell is ass brown?
Oh my God. This is terrible.
What's your favorite food? Booty cream.
Not ice cream.
Why does this boy keep talking about booty?
Somebody booty.
What's your favorite body part?
Damn, mama.
You done this to this boy. Yeah. All his answers.
Oh, I don't know what to tell her.
Name one of the 7 wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon and my mama's canyon.
Oh, dang.
See how this is going to work?